Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I owe some people an apology.
Ooh, who's it going to be? Big money, big money, big money.
I hope it's me.
Well, I want to start with the listeners of the Slacker Show.
Oh, wow. Them?
specifically, those listeners who are going to attend tonight's Love is Blind watch party.
Oh, yeah.
You want to apologize them before the party?
Oh, because they're going to have too much fun?
Yeah, you're prepping for it to be bad?
I have secretly been judging you people.
Oh. Mm.
I have been going, what kind of Dumas wants to watch? Reality TV is so
great,
dumb. It's so dumb.
It's so brilliant.
Let me just say this. As a person as smart as I am, I got a 36 out of 36 on math on the ACT. I'm smart. I can't be fooled by dumb reality TV.
You're still talking about your ACT at this age?
Yeah, let it go, dude.
He leads with it on dates.
Yeah. I'm not used even to. Sure the ACT existed when it's, you...
Okay, weirdly, I just had a... Like, earlier today, I had a conversation with somebody. We were talking about ACT scores. Okay. That's why it's in my head. Anyway... I, as part of my homework, given by Erica and the listeners of this fine radio establishment, went home and began to watch season 6 of Love is Blind.
Oh, man. There's so many characters in that season.
Yeah.
What season is premiering? What one are we watching?
Nine.
Oh, yeah.
Nine.
Okay.
Wow. How perfect.
You guys, I'm too smart for this.
No, you're not. No one is.
No. Everyone's susceptible.
Yeah. As Jessica began to speak,
Jessica!
I, first off, I'm in love with her.
No, Slacker,
she's trouble with a capital T. That is exactly what I get drawn into relationships.
She's not even trouble, she's like,
ew, she's
dumb.
So ew. Like, that's what I feel like I deserve in life. This is who I end up with. Like, I texted the group last night. I'm like, oh no, it's Jessica. Oh no. I love her. I imagine. So at this same thing that I talked about my ACT score with earlier, there's apparently some quote she says at some point, I believe in the season, that is the top moment. It's something, she says something, and they kept saying it at the table. Everybody at the table was saying it, and they're like, this is the most jacked up thing that's ever been said on this show.
Yes.
And it's a Jessica
Do you
quote.
Want me, it's yes, about,
can, it's already been said.
It's about the EpiPen?
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. What did she say?
Because they were, I guess that crew was still in a reunion show.
Oh. When you see and realize what you missed out on, you're going to choke. You're going to choke. You're going to need your EpiPen to open up your airway because you are going to be in disbelief of what you missed out on.
They didn't get all the way to, they were like, you're going to choke.
Can you imagine someone breaking up with you? Now, put yourself in a world where they have
sorry.
Yeah, Tia and I were both ready on that.
Put yourself in a world where they haven't seen you and you're like, you're going to miss out. Like,
is that what she sounds like when she's saying it? Oh my God, that's so good. I know, I love her.
Going to choke, Jimmy. That is it.
And it's Jimmy she's saying it to?
Oh, you haven't gotten that far.
No, it doesn't matter. Jimmy's already a fave of mine. Matthew's a piece of crud.
Jimmy is a fave?
He was a fave of mine just because we are clearly not going to be friends when we watch tonight.
No, absolutely not. Have you gotten to the part where Chelsea names her doppelganger?
No.
Oh my God.
I like don't even know if I should tell
no, you.
Wait. Yes. Wait, it's somebody ridiculous because it's not right.
Yeah.
Who did she say? It was so
even
dumb.
I saw this because this went huge. Yes.
Yeah. She said Megan Fox.
Yes. Yes. And the dude's like, he who's the dude in the room at the time?
Jimmy.
Is it Jimmy? Yeah. Jimmy's like, whoa, yeah, let's go. And you're like looking at her in the room going, what version of Megan Fox do you look like?
And like, I think she's pretty.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look like Megan Fox.
Ah, she's got blue eyes and dark hair.
She which looks is what she like,
said. With my blue eyes and dark hair, I look just like Megan Fox. And I was like, what are you? Wow. Okay. With all that being said.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lowbrow dumb people. Tiak, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you tonight. You're going to get done watching this one episode and you're going to go home and watch more.
Yeah.
I agree because I have the reality TV. I watch some of the trashiest TV.
Oh, you have
of
the
all
best.
Time. Yeah, I get sucked in, but I feel like I have an apology to make.
Oh no!
Because last night you were watching all the episodes. You were texting us a lot, and I had to put my phone in Do Not Disturb. Oh. It was a lot.
It was.
It was a lot about a show I've never seen. So.
Yeah, and I felt that I didn't even have much to respond to most of it.
You D&D'd me.
The group. But you were the one.
It was me.
You know that you can just mute a group, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you're
I'll take it off someday.
If you're on your way to the Slacker Show Love Is Blind viewing party, you get to
at
meet
Duets.
At Duets, 24th and Champa. Hurry, get there now. We have tickets every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You'll get to meet me.
Well, wait, hold on. Tickets to Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, yeah. You'll get to meet me, Erica, and Aaron.
Yeah.
Are we chaining T-Hack to the studio?
T-Hack does not get to come until we watch him unmute
our
conversation.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.